Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
When the pandemic hit, I think most of us had to work at home and consequently ended up ditching our makeup, unless maybe you had a Zoom meeting. But it was those exact Zoom meetings that had you looking at yourself that little bit longer than you were used to, and consequently looking and thinking about your skin. So we started getting into skincare and investing in all the lotions and potions. And sitting in front of me now is the queen of skincare, Caroline Hirons.
Hi.
I'm a huge fan. I have so many questions. Anybody who follows me on Instagram is going to know I am skincare obsessed.
Well, that's good.
I am genuinely, since I got married about 5 years ago when I had a really bad skin moment, I just began to understand the power of skincare as opposed to the power of makeup.
Which is, I think, happens to most of us at some point, for
it's,
sure.
It's a breakthrough moment for people, I think. Sales of makeup went down during the pandemic, mm-hmm. That's, as I mentioned, because everyone became interested in skin. Did you notice that happening?
Yeah, for sure. And I think that kind of, it sort of overflowed into my Instagram because I started going live at 5 o'clock every day on Insta in the UK and just started getting this massive audience. And it became almost like it was just a weird skincare revolution almost. It was just people were looking for skincare. They'd find me, they'd see I was going live and then they'd join. And I ended up answering the same questions that I'd been answering for years, but every day to new people because people were interested. Because when you're sitting on Zoom, you know, you need minimal makeup and most people would use the filter. But when you're spending so much time barefaced, you kind of, people were starting to notice, well, actually, what if I didn't need to use foundation as heavy and I could get a better moisturiser or, you know, even just start to wash their face properly?
What were those tough questions that you were getting?
They weren't tough. They were just repetitive. It was people who don't know where to start. You know, what do I do about my pores? I'm breaking out. A lot of people are breaking out with masks. You know, the sort of maskiny situation.
Yes.
So it was just, I was aware that there was a lot of new people around, you know, because I've been talking to the same old crowd for years. And then suddenly there was an influx of people of all ages just like, help me with my skin.
So say you're saying an influx of all ages. So it doesn't matter what age you are, I would assume. Say you're embarking on your first ever proper skincare regime. What are your top tips?
Well, the first best thing you can do for yourself is to use an SPF from an early age. And when I first started coming to Ireland like 10 plus years ago, that was the hardest message. They would laugh me out of the stores. You know, the girls would be like, I can't. I don't use SPF. It's cloudy. You know, and I just think you're so pale. Like, you know, especially if you're on the sort of redhead spectrum, which is its own demographic, you know, redhead and freckles, which there are quite a few of you around, you know, you need to protect your skin. So SPF is key and washing your face properly is key. And you don't have to go crazy. Obviously, you know, like anything in any industry, there's layers, you know, you can do serums and eyes and all that sort of stuff. But if you just want a basic routine, wash your face properly, buy a decent moisturizer so your skin doesn't feel tight. Or, you know, a moisturizer that isn't too heavy if you've got breakouts. And SPF, and you build from there.
I think that that's a really important point because it's something that I'm a huge SPF advocate. And when I say to people, oh, I wear SPF every day, I also put SPF on my hands every day. And people are like, what? The sun is never out here. What are you talking about? It's the middle of winter. And I'm like, but that's just as damaging to us. People just don't get it in Ireland, I think.
They do now. I mean, it's much more different now. I mean, I've certainly noticed a big change in the sort of last 5 years. Everyone that I speak to when they come to events and things is a big advocate of SPF, which is great.
And it's in a lot more makeup products now as well, which is also important. But OK, if I was to ask you your desert island products, what would they be?
Brand or just like items?
It doesn't have to be a brand. It can be an item.
I mean, I'm supposed to say SPF, but I'm on a desert island, right? So I'm not really going to be bothered if I'm just going to be stuck there. So, you know, I'd like a good facial mist because I get hot.
Oh.
I'd like a good facial mist. I'd probably take a balm cleanser, like a nice balm cleanser, good facial mist and a really nice moisturiser. I'm good with those three.
And top three brands?
Oh, God. Well, the brands I've kind of used consistently and persistently are brands like Kate Somerville, I mean, Sunday Riley, a sort of like mid-range, you know, and then you've got things like Deciem and The Ordinary have come up in the last few years. So it depends. There's something for everyone. It depends on your budget, you know, and also not budget, but how much you want to spend. Some people have the money, but they'd rather spend it on shoes or a handbag or whatever, you know.
Yeah, I kind of would be of the opinion that during the pandemic in particular, I justified my skin spend because I was thinking, well, I'm not paying for taxis at the weekend and going out into the clubs. And so I'm going to use all that money to just invest in my skin. But for a lot of people, once we came out of the pandemic and you are going back and getting into life, budget becomes an issue.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
If you're on a budget, what are the low-cost products that you'd recommend to people? And that's also, I think, important for men, because men do not want to spend money on skin.
It depends on the man. But well, in general, yes. You can buy good French pharmacy products. You know, there's always brands that you can find if you're really looking sort of budget-wise. But, you know, if you are looking at things like The Ordinary, is a no-brainer. You know, it's affordable.
Okay.
Pixie is mid-range. It's not extortionately expensive. And like I say, if you're sort of older and you want to treat the signs of aging that you're not happy with, I'm not saying getting older is a problem. That getting older is the goal, obviously. But if you can just take care of the bookends in a more affordable fashion, which would be cleanser and moisturiser and SPF, you can spend the money that you do have in the middle for serums, for things like pigmentation, you know, lines and wrinkles. It depends on, like I say, your skin type. But yeah, I mean, you can start anywhere from sort of The Ordinary and go up, to be honest.
And what should you absolutely avoid?
I'm not a big fan of sort of really cheap scrubbing products, things that have like, you know, I call them remnants of fruit. Like peach husks.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
There's no need to sort of scrub your face. You're not, if you think about how you sand a really beautiful mahogany table, you don't go in there with a few bricks. You know, it's the finest sandpaper.
Do you know what? It's funny you brought that up, because that was what got me into trouble with my skin. There was this trend of a lot of peels and over exfoliating, and my skin got very, very, very angry with me. And I was, to be honest with you, probably following a lot of trends that were on social media.
Yeah,
which is, I think, an important thing for people to realise, is that not every trend is going to suit your skin.
No, it's like fashion.
Exactly.
Just because it's trend. I mean, I can look at trends in fashion and go, oh, I would never wear that. You have to do the same thing with skincare. You have to sort of be, okay, that's not for me.
How can people find those things out?
I think it depends. I mean, you know, when I wrote the book, I was asked to write a book for years, and I was just like, why would I write a book? I've got a blog. You know, it's all on the blog. It's all for free. And then I would have people saying, well, my mum doesn't read blogs and she would love something like this. And I would, you know, readers would say, come to events and go, are you going to do a book? Because then I can read it while I'm watching telly. And I was like, oh, okay. So I did the book in the style of the blog. So easy cheat sheets, easy to read, what to do if you don't even know where to start. Then that sort of graduated to the app. So we've got the SkinRocks app, which is free to download and has like 17,000 products on it.
Wow.
And you can put your whole product profile in there. And if you literally go in and you say, I don't know, it says, I don't know, help me. And we'll just ask you questions that I would ask if I was standing in front of you, you know.
That's free.
Yeah. It's free. Okay. Free. So we were here. I've been here since Wednesday because I'm sort of championing the new Honest Beauty Hub. And we were on the shop floor and the questions varied from, oh, I've dragged my friend. There's always a friend who's been dragged along. I've got a friend who doesn't know anything. But then the other friend who's been a follower for a long time is like, now I think I've got too many products. And it's not your fault. It's just that I'm enjoying myself and I buy everything. So it's that fine balance between how do I use the stuff I've got and where do I start? And it's a big scope of questions.
It's a huge scope. But you are able to narrow that down not just because of your own personal knowledge, but your mother and your grandmother were also in the beauty industry. So
yeah.
Do you feel like you are almost educating them now with where we've come so far in terms of the skincare industry?
Yeah, I mean, mum will ask me, you know, she'll send me clips out of the paper and say, this is supposed to be good. And I'm like, no, mum, it's rubbish.
Oh, really?
And she'll go, why? And I'll tell her, she'll go, oh, well, like, why did they say that? And I'm like, well, they might be advertisers, or that person who's writing it might just like that product. But to say it's perfect for everyone is just, I very, very rarely say everyone needs this.
Really?
Very rarely, yeah. Because people have such different skin types. If you line up everyone who's here and in the booth, we're all completely different people with completely different... It's as different as your fingerprint, you know?
Well, the one thing for me that if anybody asked me, what would you recommend for everyone? My hero is vitamin A.
Yeah,
that
retinoids.
Like literally saved my skin.
Yeah.
And I think if anybody ever says, oh, what would you recommend? I'm always like vitamin A, vitamin A, yeah. vitamin A.
And again, that depends on your age. You don't need that when you're 20. You know,
well, this is true.
But if you're like 53, like me, oh my God, I've been on the vitamin A train for years.
The vitamin A.
You know, I want to go, I want my Benjamin Button effect, please.
Yes, so, yes.
At some point, can I please age backwards? But yeah, I'm retinoids are sort of the gold standard for sure.
And what do you think of the world of Botox and fillers? And
I think it's up to the individual. You know, to me, it's as personal. Just because it happens to be on the face, I think it gets lumped in with skincare and beauty. But actually, if you were someone who was having a nose job because you didn't like your nose, how is that anyone else's business? You know,
yes.
I'm always for sticking up for people who, obviously, I think, you know, people go, well, they go too far. And I'm like, well, in whose eyes? Yes, there is a very, very rare occasion where you look at someone, and you go, oh, that's a bit much. But I would never dream of saying to that person, unless it was like my mum, you know, isn't that a bit much? But it's not our business. Like, let people do what they want to do, you know?
No, I completely agree with you. But I do think if people are considering investing in something like that, like something like Botox only lasts like what, 3-4 months?
Yeah.
Like if you invest that money instead into skincare products.
Well, the thing to remember is Botox and filler are good for the structure of your skin. But when you have Botox and filler, it doesn't do anything for the surface of your skin.
Exactly.
And the appearance and the topical element of your skin. So you still, good skincare is the sort of skeleton of how good your skin can look. When, you know, my husband used to do throwaway comments, like a typical bloke, but I don't want to be stereotyping, but he would say, what's she done to her face? You know, or he'd say, her skin looks great. I bet she's had Botox and filler. And I had to educate the man. I mean, let's face it, we've been together 75 years. We spend a lot of time with me saying things like that. But I am just literally, Jim, babe, it has nothing to do with how good her skin looks or his skin. You know, I was watching Match of the Day once and a certain presenter had a bruise above his right eye and I went, oh, someone's Botox.
No.
And a bit of a bruise. Yeah. And he was like, what? No, he probably got hit in the head with a football. I was like, no, he got hit in the head with a needle, babe. You watch, he'll look a bit more awake next week.
You've mentioned your book, Skincare, Practical Guide to Looking After Your Face. It won the lifestyle category at the British Book Awards. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. I know. Shocking.
And this is 120 million page views on your website, 18.4 million views on YouTube, 708,000 Instagram followers. How does that blow your mind?
It kind of does and it doesn't, because I've been doing it for so long. It's kind of just what I do now. I think what blows my mind more is when, you know, like when we did the signings and stuff yesterday. I did book signing yesterday and people were coming and they said, oh, we've come down from up north, we've come down from Belfast, we've come from Limerick, we've come from Cork. And I was just like, why? And they're like, we love you, we want you to sign our book. Like, it was just, that blows my mind more, that people like will travel, things like that, and bring me presents. I'm like, please don't spend your money on me.
What kind of presents?
Oh, I got nice presents.
Like what?
Well, usually when I come to Ireland, I go home with boxes and boxes of tea because I'm a tea drinker and everyone has their loyalty. They're either Barry's or Lyons.
Yes.
Or, and so I get, you know, I get to know this. I know you think you like tea, but you haven't tried this yet and all that sort of stuff. So
those are good gifts.
Yeah, I know. So tea and cake. I mean, who's going to complain about having that in their life?
No, that sounds pretty good to me. And your website just got a go-to if you want skincare, is go-to if you want skincare tips and honest reviews of the latest products. What recently would you have reviewed, because there's so much stuff out, new stuff coming out at the moment, so the most recent thing that you would have reviewed that made you go wow?
I've had quite a few things that make me go wow recently, but the funniest things that I've reviewed recently are the Stella McCartney and Kate Moss ranges.
Why?
Because they were really bad.
Now, okay, so let's talk about that. They have obviously just kind of tic-tacked their name onto something and not bothered to see what the ingredients were.
I don't think that's the case. Really? I don't think that's the case with Stella. I think Stella does care about the ingredients.
But then why is it crap?
The product isn't crap. What I object to, as someone who's been in the industry a long time and is qualified and goes on and on about how important it is to go and see someone who's qualified. Like, you know, if you're going to go for, like we were saying, Botox and filler, you should go to a doctor or a nurse.
Okay.
Don't go to a facialist. I'm a facialist. I could give you Botox and filler in the UK because it's not regulated, but I would never. So when the people have like Botox parties and things like that, I'm like, no genuine practitioner would ever do Botox where champagne is being served.
Okay.
Number one. But so with Stella, I think she does care about the ingredients, but the tone was so patronizing that it drove me up the wall. it was, you know, the tone was very misjudged because people aren't where they were 10, 15 years ago. The customer is much more savvy now. And it was, you know, I'm coming to save the beauty industry from itself because it's destroying the industry with plastic. Well, actually, the beauty industry only contributes 0.06% of plastic. But because, and this is my, I could go off on one now, but because it's a female-led industry, we take on this guilt like we're responsible for being green all the time, you know? And I'm not saying by any stretch of the imagination that people don't have a personal responsibility, but the industry does not need rescuing from itself. And, you know, one of the marketing lines was, as part of our sustainability process, we've made a commitment to only ship our products to our retailers, meaning she won't fly them. And I read it and I was like, no one flies unless they're on a deadline. It costs a fortune. Everything goes on a boat, a train, a lorry. Nothing goes, do you know what? I need to phone Aer Lingus. I've got to get this product over to London. It doesn't happen.
But there are a lot of people who do love these kind of products and will buy them that have the names of people they admire.
Knock yourself out. It's not going to hurt you. And if you can afford it, I always say if you can afford it without checking your bank account, do it. But if you're going to credit card something just because it's made by Kate Moss or Stella McCartney, don't do it.
So then, okay, what would your opinion be in terms of when people are going to do that, you know, use the credit card, they check in the bank account, what are the ingredients they should look for?
Well, I mean, I would pay for good quality vitamin A, like you said. So retinoids, things that need to be high up on the ingredients list. And I would search reviews. And you can also, you know, like, for example, my blog is very much me and my opinion, as you'll know if you've read the Kate Moss and the Stella McCartney reviews. But the app is completely like Switzerland. So if you put in your profile, the brands can't buy to be a top recommendation. It's purely done in the algorithm of what suits your skin. And you can search by low, or you can search by high, or you can search by favorite brand. And that's a really good demographic and a good democratic way of finding something that you can afford. Because I'm not telling people they should buy things they can't afford. If something's really good, then I'll say, this is brilliant. If you can afford it, do try it out. But if you can't, here's an alternative. And I've done that since day one. You know, if you're buying a, if you've got a £50 moisturiser, bloody Brexit.
It's okay. That's okay.
If you've got a €50 moisturiser that you really want, but actually this month you can't because you've got to pay your heating bill. Mm-hmm. I get it. We will always have an option that's like five and above.
I love that idea.
Always. Now, I'm never going to say, some things I'll say you will get what you pay for, but I do not want to make anyone feel bad because they can't afford something. Why is where's the joy in that? I still want people to enjoy doing their skin.
Yeah, I think the joy I get, I spend about 3 to 5 minutes doing my nighttime routine with my skin, but that is my time. Mm-hmm. My husband knows if he comes near me when I'm doing that, God help him.
Or when he moves in for a kiss and you've just put your vitamin A on, you're like, don't dump it! And your head goes like, cut!
Or even worse, when I catch him using my vitamin A and I'm like, dude, that stuff cost me money and don't you dare go near it again. Listen, thank you so much for coming in to
talk
to us.
Thank you for having me.
Loads to go on there. And just to mention also that Caroline's over to celebrate the makeover of the Beauty Hub at Arnott's.
It's so lovely. I do love a good department store, and it's the oldest department store in Ireland. I didn't even realise that.
Yeah, and anything that says Beauty Hub is something that I want to visit, to be honest. The Beauty Hub has over 50 incredible brands, including Bally Body, Kula, Dr. Dennis Gross, Sand and Sky, Hello Sunday, Peter Thomas Roth, Soothe, Sunbum, The Bell Brush. Listen, there's products for everybody, for every age. You can check them all out. They're up on arnotts.ie. And what is your Instagram?
Oh, at Caroline Hirons. I would say as well, I'm not available on the shop floor every day, but the team that they've got together at Arnott's are brilliant, and they're not run on commission. That's another lie. We do not just, you know, it's not all about sell, sell, sell. They'll give you what you need, advise with what you should be having, and they won't try and just force product down into your bag.
And it's never too late to start a good skincare regime.
Never too late.
It's never too late. Caroline, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.